It's Marketplace Tech for Thursday, August 24th. I'm Lizzie O'Leary, in for Ben Johnson. If you've been paying attention to the tech news this summer, you've heard a lot about sexual harassment. Ellen Pao has a new book out describing her case and its aftermath, and there's been a string of allegations against investors from female startup founders, many of whom are now speaking out. The response? Public apologies, pledges to take steps to fix things, and now a piece of legislation that might make a difference. California State Senator Hannah Beth Jackson is introducing a bill to tighten up the rules around sexual harassment between investors and the entrepreneurs they fund. For more on this, we turn to Ina Fried, Chief Technology Correspondent for Axios. Hi, Ina.
Hey, Lizzie.
Can you give me a little bit of detail about this legislation? Like, how would it work? What would it do?
It would amend an existing civil rights law, the Unruh Civil Rights Act, one of the key pieces in California, to include investors and entrepreneurs as a category protected against sexual harassment. So in addition to your employer, we're already seeing legal protections for things like lawyer and client or doctor and patient, because those relationships are seen as potentially vulnerable. And this would add protection for entrepreneurs so that they aren't sexually harassed by investors.
Do you think this will make much of a difference?
You know, I think legal issues are only a part of the question. I mean, one thing is it illegal? The other is it culturally and socially unacceptable? And that's probably the bigger one. I think it has to be not okay for venture capitalists to do this, regardless of whether it's illegal. But having legal recourse is important.
One of the questions I wonder in my mind, as we hear stories about sexual harassment in venture capital, in tech, is that industry rife with more bad behavior, or are we just hearing about it more?
First of all, I think it's been going on in tech and VC for a long time. We're just now hearing about it. I don't think that these industries are necessarily worse than other ones that have a big gender imbalance and a big power imbalance. So I think you'd probably find this in other male-dominated fields. Certainly Wall Street finance comes to mind.
Yep.
I think, you know, the difference is people are speaking out right now. But if you talk to pioneering women across a lot of fields, you'll find out that most had to endure a lot of stuff that we would consider not okay in order to get where they were.
When you talk to male investors, how do they receive proposals like this legislation? What do they think?
Well, you know, publicly, everyone's in favor of it.
Right.
I think the question is, how committed are they privately? I think some are very committed. You know, I think women have a lot of male allies in Silicon Valley, people who think this is just not acceptable and don't want to see it, you know, and I think you have a lot of men who, you know, are boys on the inside who, you know, privately are used to doing business this way. And I think the question is which wins out.
Ina Fried, Chief Technology Correspondent at Axios. Thanks so much.
Thanks.
Let's say one of your social media accounts was hacked. Would you actually track down the perpetrator and form an unlikely friendship with them? Nigar Metahada did, and she wrote about it for Backchannel on Wired.com. She's an associate professor of literature at Duke University, and her story started when her Instagram account got hacked by someone in Iran who took over her simple and desirable username, @Nigar.
I loved my handle. I just wanted my handle back. And I figured that if Instagram wasn't going to respond and the FBI wasn't going to respond, then I should take matters in my own hand. And so I did. I contacted the hacker. And to my surprise, after two or three attempts, the girlfriend direct messaged me back with a heart emoji.
Just a heart.
Just a heart. She told me that her name was Nigar, and she told me that she couldn't possibly give me the handle back because it was a gift that was given to her by her boyfriend. She apologized to me. Like, she was profoundly apologetic. And I just realized that this was a real human being wanting to make a real connection.
When you exchanged messages, not just with the other Nigar, but with the hacker, Mohammed, what did you learn about his life?
He shared his entire life story with me. He talked to me about his mother, about the poverty, He talked to me about his six-year-old sister. He talked to me about his father who beat him. He talked about school, his love for music, his clients, his friends, his dreams. It was fascinating.
Did you ever ask him why he hacked you?
I did, but I never got a straight answer from him.
Just romance gift to the girlfriend.
Yes. He really wanted to give this girl a gift.
And I guess in this day and age, having the domain name that is just yours or the handle that is just yours is sort of like the most singular thing you can do on the internet.
I mean, it's such a beautiful gift, really, right? I mean, it was literally a wildflower that he plucked, you know, from the forest of Instagram and handed over to his girlfriend.
This is what happens when you hack a literature professor and not, say, you know, an off-duty cop.
I suppose so. Yes.
Nigar Mutahade, thank you so much for talking with us.
It was great talking with you. Thank you so much, Lizzie.
You can hear more of Nigar's story this week on Marketplace Weekend. I'm Lizzie O'Leary, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.